Matthew chapter 20, verse 29, gives a story of two men that sought after Jesus. And we'll start here reading in verse 29. It says, "And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David.' And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried out the more, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David.' And Jesus stood still, and called them, and said, 'What will ye that I shall do unto you?' They say unto him, 'Lord, that our eyes may be opened.' So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him." Well, good morning. God bless you today. This is Brother Steve Coleman from West Virginia with this message for our daily inspiration this morning. I was just looking at this passage of Scripture and thinking, what an inspiring thing, you know. Here are these two men, and they're blind. And, you know, the crowd mocks them. They stand out because they're blind. And it, even when they were crying out to Jesus, the multitude rebuked them, sort of with this attitude, "Well, who are you?" And I wondered, you know, if we ever do that, if there are seekers that are crying out to Jesus, and we mock them and we cause them to be quiet, what a shame it is. Well, here, these two men didn't listen to the multitude, but they just continued to cry out the more, "Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus, have mercy on us." If you've ever been blind, if you've ever been spiritually blind, this is the cry. This should be the cry of your heart. And if you're spiritually blind now, this should be the cry of your heart. "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon us." And when Jesus stands still and comes to you and says, "What wilt thou that I should do unto you?" this is the right response. "Oh Lord, that I could see, that I could see the things of the kingdom of heaven, that I could have my spiritual eyes." But you know, too often I think people are afraid. They're afraid to stand out. They're afraid that the crowd, what will the crowd think of me? There's a whole crowd, a multitude of people around Jesus, and here I am spiritually blind. Are you spiritually blind? Do you sometimes sense that there are people around you that see things in the heart, in your heart and in others' hearts, and you don't see those things? You have a spiritual blindness about you that others don't seem to have. Well, if that's the case, friend, then what I encourage you to do is to cry out to Jesus. And don't be embarrassed by what the crowd may think, because it's far better to receive your sight and have this evident miracle of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ than it is to go around and stumble around blind for all of your days. And, you know, these blind people were blind physically, and so they knew they were blind. But a man that's blind spiritually doesn't sometimes know that he's blind. And so he's content just to go along because he can see physically, and he can sort of pretend that he's not blind. But you know, far better to receive the same blessing from the Lord Jesus as these two men did, and to receive your sight, your spiritual eyes, so that you can understand when you talk to a sinner what's right down in their heart, so that you can understand when a saint comes to you with a question, that you can perceive and you can minister to them the way that the Lord did. The Lord was not spiritually blind, and neither are his saints. And so if you've ever felt that you're spiritually blind, do exactly this and cry out. Cry out the more if need be. "Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us." And then when he says, "What wilt thou that I should do?" you say, "I want my sight. I want to be able to see." So bless God as you seek him today. Thank you for calling in to the Daily Inspiration. Your participation is what we're looking for. We want to encourage and edify, and we want you to comment if you'd like to make comments for the ministry. After you listen to this message, you can choose mailbox 99, and there you can leave a message. We'd also like to point out that there are other aspects to the Fountain of Life ministry, this same phone number that you called will access you to scores of messages that are very edifying and uplifting, and we'd like to encourage you to take advantage of that. And there's also a Saturday morning Bible study, which can be reached by calling a phone number 218-862-1300, entering the bridge number 525-819, and that's at 7:30 every Saturday morning. There's a Bible study. We would like you to call into that and be encouraged and be lifted up in the Lord. So God bless you as you seek Him.